Good morning. My name is Mrs. Amy Bodimer, and I'm a math teacher at their intermediate high school. I've been teaching math in Butler for about 20 years. I started my career at Butler Junior High School, and it's been my privilege to now work with 7th, 8th, and 9th graders after the consolidation and now teaching at the intermediate high school. I've been able to work with students as they started their secondary math careers, working with most students in their algebra and pre-algebra courses, and also a little bit of geometry and 7th grade math. This morning we will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Can I ask you to please stand and then pause for a moment of silence when we are finished with the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This morning, we'd like to start the week off with our SOAR quote of the day. Our SOAR program throughout the district is trying to increase positive behaviors and that culture of kindness and respect inside of our schools. And so bringing that into our community today, the SOAR quote of the day is, "Sometimes you have to let go and allow yourself to fall for you to discover how high you can soar." So today's Butler Area School District secondary lesson will be a lesson that will ask you to use some of your math skills in some unexpected ways. One of my favorite motivational speakers is a man by the name of Arthur Benjamin, and he has said that math is not just for calculation, and it's not just for application, it's also for inspiration. And in today's lesson, I'm going to try to give you an opportunity to do all three. Today, I'd like to introduce you to a number. That number is the number phi. Phi goes by many names. You may have heard it called the golden ratio, the Fibonacci spiral, the golden mean, the divine proportion, the golden section, or even the Fibonacci sequence. Now, usually when I say phi to students, they say, "No, Mrs. Bodimer, you must mean pi. You know, like that number 3.14159265535. And they'll talk to me about how amazing they think pi is. Maybe you remember eating something round on March 14th when you celebrated Pi Day in class. Or maybe you memorize the digits of pi. But why was it such a big deal to know pi's digits? That's because pi is irrational. It keeps going on, and it can never be predicted, never makes a pattern. We've been trying to figure out pi for centuries. Did you know that pi is a constant that connects all things that are round? Pi is the circumference, which is the distance around a circle, divided by the diameter, the distance across the circle, of every circle." Pretty incredible that every circle has that common trait that really makes it round. But often students think that pi is the only number that has this transcendental quality that takes it from all these different situations. But actually, pi has kind of a crazy cousin, and his name is phi. Now, like pi, phi is a Greek symbol. If you looked at the symbol, it's a circle with a vertical line down through it. And phi is 1.618033988749895. And continuing, I just like to say phi is 1.618. But that number actually relates to history, to nature, and to anatomy in some pretty incredible ways. Unlike pi, that transcends all circles, phi can actually transcend history, nature, and anatomy in some very unique ways. But phi can also be found by using quite a few different techniques. And my upper secondary math students and the scientists and mathematicians listening this morning will remember that phi actually relates to the perfect rectangle. And because of that, we can use that area of the rectangle and create what's called a quadratic equation. Phi is actually the solution to the quadratic equation, x squared equals x plus 1. And it can be found by using the quadratic formula. You can't solve the equation x squared equals x plus 1 using simplistic equation-solving techniques because there's an x squared and an x. So solving that equation x squared equals x plus 1 to find phi actually can be found by using the quadratic formula. And hopefully you'll remember from your experiences in secondary math that the quadratic formula is that x equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac all over 2a. And my students will be proud to join me in singing that song. In your quadratic formula, the a would be 1, the b would be negative 1, and the c would be negative 1. And using that quadratic formula, you could find that phi is 1 plus the square root of 5 all over 2. But I'm pretty sure that the last minute there might have scared some people. And so I don't want to continue down that quadratic path much longer because I don't think you want to hear me sing anymore. And I also don't want to send people running away. So there's actually another way to find phi, and it has to do with counting rabbits. And it has to do with a famous series of numbers called the Fibonacci sequence. Now, Fibonacci is also known as Leonardo of Pisa, and he was considered one of the most talented mathematicians of the Middle Ages. He was Italian, and he was an incredible mathematician, but it was a very interesting question that he posed as he found his Fibonacci sequence. So I want to give you the question as Fibonacci posed it. And again, this question is going to lead us to understand this number, phi. So here's his question. Suppose a newly born pair of rabbits, one male, one female, are put in a field. Rabbits are able to mate at the age of 1 month, so at the end of the second month, a female can produce another pair of rabbits. Suppose that our rabbits never die, and that the female always produces one new pair, one male, one female, every month from the second month on. The puzzle that Fibonacci posed was, how many pairs of rabbits will there be in 1 year? Now, those of us living in Butler, Pennsylvania, know that rabbits are able to reproduce pretty quickly, but Fibonacci's perfect field assumed that there would always be one male and one female, and it assumed that at the end of the second month, every female that was born would continue to reproduce rabbits. And his question is, how many would there be by the end of the year? Interesting question, but it creates one of the most famous set of numbers in all of mathematics called the Fibonacci sequence. So if you want to grab a piece of scratch paper or a pencil, you might want to keep track of all these little rabbits. So when we started, we had one pair of rabbits. At the end of the first month, there's still one pair of rabbits because they weren't able to reproduce yet. But at the end of the second month, we now have two pairs of rabbits. Continuing on with each pair being able to reproduce at the second month, we would go then to three rabbits, and then to five pairs of rabbits. And as you look at your list, and you see we have the numbers 1, 1, 2, 3, and 5, hopefully you start to notice, oh, this is a lot easier than counting rabbits. All I have to do is take the first two numbers I see and add them together, and I'll get the third number. The second and third numbers added together equal the fourth number. So 1 plus 1 is 2, 1 plus 2 is 3, 2 plus 3 is 5, and you can keep this list going forever. 5 plus 8 is 13, 8 plus 13 is 21, and you're creating the Fibonacci numbers. And you're also counting the multiplication of rabbits, which makes complete sense. Now, if you take that pattern out to maybe 11 or 12 members of that pattern, and again, you can keep going forever, but you get out to that 89, the 144, the 233, that's going to actually allow us to be able to figure out this crazy number that I've introduced this morning called phi. So that number we're looking for was that 1.6180339. So what I want you to do is look at your list. Look at each number in the list and divide it by the number before it. when you start, you'll be doing 1 divided by 1, and you'll be like, Mrs. Bodimer, this is not impressive. But you got to keep going. Once you get out to 89 divided by 55, and then 144 divided by 89, 233 divided by 144, get those in your calculator. And you're going to notice something pretty amazing that happens. Fibonacci's numbers, the further you get into the sequence, are getting closer and closer to that perfect value of phi. Our calculus students will tell you that's a limit, because you're getting closer and closer to the value of that 1.618. So it's pretty fascinating to think that counting rabbits makes us create this magic number that's called phi, 1.618. And it's kind of a fun calculation and a fun story, but what's the point? What's the application? What's this have to do with history? And I said it was going to be anatomy and all these other things. Well, phi is called the golden ratio. And that's because rectangles formed using the golden ratio actually create what's thought to be harmony and perfection throughout history and throughout architecture in this world. So if you think of the numbers we've looked at in the Fibonacci sequence, like the 8 and the 13, the 13 and 21, take any pair of numbers that are right next to each other, it's called consecutive, and you make a rectangle. So maybe a 34 by 55, a 55 by 89. Those rectangles are called golden rectangles, and they're actually throughout art and architecture. Golden rectangles can be found in the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, in the United Nations building in New York City, in the Taj Mahal in India, and way back to the Parthenon and the Acropolis in Greece, there are golden ratios and golden rectangles throughout all of those structures. All of them use golden rectangles in their design. All of them are based on phi. In art, Leonardo da Vinci used it as the divine proportion and actually used it as the Mona Lisa. Throughout the Mona Lisa, you'll see ratios and comparison of her proportions on her face and in her body that represent the ratio value of 1.618. But it's not just all these old guys that use phi. Did you know that credit cards are golden rectangles that create phi when you divide the length and the width? Did you know that the Apple symbol and the National Geographic symbol are both golden ratios? Did you know that Twitter even used it to design its platform for computers? So we see it in our world today, but we also see it throughout nature. The spirals, the petals, the growth of pineapples, roses, sunflowers, starfish are all based on phi. You want to know how to trim a rose bush? You use the Fibonacci numbers. DNA strands, if you were to do those tiny microscopic measurements on a DNA strand, you're going to find the ratio of phi. If you look at a galaxy or a hurricane, that spiral has the ratio with phi. It's pretty incredible to think all of the different applications throughout nature, throughout history, throughout art, but it's even more interesting, and I will challenge you today, did you know that you are golden too? There's a variety of ratios from the human body that also create phi. Take your height, divided by the distance from the top of your head to your belly button, and it's phi. Take the length of your forearm, divided by the length of your hand, it's phi again. So it's pretty amazing to think that multiplying rabbits connects to some of the most incredible architecture and art of all time, that golden ratio of 1.618 that you can find by solving a quadratic equation is not just an irrational number to calculate, but it's a connection between all of us and the history of civilization. And that's kind of why we study math. It's not just to see how to do the calculations of this world, but to see how we can connect it and make applications with it. And hopefully those connections and applications will allow us to have the inspiration that will help us to contribute to this greater legacy that's way bigger than any formula or equation or fun little calculation, giving us that chance to see that connection exists between all these different things. So thanks for listening this morning. I hope that phi inspired you to do some research into the golden ratio, or maybe to realize that math isn't only about calculation. It's about using our calculations to find connections and to find applications that will inspire way beyond the calculations that are on our papers. Have a great day, Butler, and make it a mathy one. Thanks so much.